Father, we thank you for another Lord's Day that you've given to us, another opportunity to hear your word proclaimed, to have your word read in our hearing, to sing praises unto your name. I pray that you would open our mouths to do exactly that, open our ears to hear, and open our hearts to receive. And may Jesus Christ receive for himself all the glory today. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy that extends to even us. And Father, that's because of your good gift, your precious gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's begin. And Mark, we'll have you go first.
Good morning. Every story has a beginning, but not this one. Today we're talking about Jesus Christ. He is the eternal Son of God, and because he is God, he has no beginning. His incarnation marked his entry into the world in the form of a servant. But he himself has said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. John 1:1-14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Colossians 1:15-17. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, there that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And we'll sing hymn 151.
Please stand with me for our first hymn. We will not sing the amen at the end of this hymn, only at the end of the final one. Hymn 151. Hymn 151.
Joy, love, and fire, and the glory of God. God created man, male and female, in his own image, and placed him in the Garden of Eden. Man fell, but with the fall came grace. In the Garden of Eden came the first revelation to man that there would be a Savior, Jesus Christ. To live a righteous life, break the curse of sin, and save his people from their sin. The word of God came to Adam and Eve and the serpent to let us know that Christ would be born of the seed of the woman and would once and for all destroy Satan's kingdom. Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Many prophecies followed in Genesis. He would come through the line of Eve's son, Seth. He would come through Noah, then Shem, then Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and from Jacob's 12 sons, who became the 12 tribes of Israel. He would not come from the line of the firstborn Reuben, or the priestly tribe of Levi, or for the favored son of Joseph and Benjamin, but he would come through the royal tribe of Judah. Genesis 49:10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the people. Amen.
As the children of Israel prepared to enter the promised land, Moses spoke to them of the future coming prophet. This prophet would be among them, as was Moses. This prophet would speak to them the very word of God. To this day, observers of the Jewish religion do not understand that Jesus Christ is the one Moses called the prophet. Deuteronomy 18, verses 15 through 18. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear according to all you desired of the Lord your God in, there's a word here that doesn't make sense, a misspelling, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, and let me see this great fire anymore, lest I die. And the Lord said to me, what they have spoken is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him.
Please remain seated and take your hymnals. Turn them to hymn 147. Hymn 147. Hymn 147.
Thank you. Israel entered into the promised land and continued to wait for Messiah. The promise came again through the prophet Nathan to David the king. God established his covenant with King David and made it known that David's kingdom would never end because the Messiah would be born from his family. 2 Samuel 7, 8 through 17. Now therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I have been with you for wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a great name, like the name of the great men who are on the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them any more, as previously, since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused you to rest from all your enemies. Also, the Lord tells you that he will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of men. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. Let us sing hymn 243.
Please remain seated. Take your hymnals to hymn 243. Hymn 243. All Israel continued to wait for great David's greater son. Then the prophet Isaiah spoke plainly about his coming. Isaiah 11, verses 1 through 2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Isaiah 9, verses 6 through 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful,
Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. It would not be an ordinary conception that would bring Messiah into the world. He would be born of a virgin because God himself was his father. Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. A virgin birth. Something impossible with men, but with God, all things are possible.
Please stand with me, take your hymnals, turn to hymn 163, hymn 163.
Israel still waited for her Messiah. They would go into captivity because of their sins, just as Jeremiah had prophesied. But Jeremiah also prophesied to them that the promises of God were not null and void in spite of their failings. Jeremiah 33, verses 14 through 21. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to do to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause to grow up to David a branch of righteousness. He shall execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell in safety. And this is the name by which she will be called, the Lord our righteousness. For thus says the Lord, David shall never lack a man to sit on the throne of the house of Israel, nor shall the priests, the Levites, lack a man to offer burnt offerings before me, to kindle grain offerings, and to sacrifice continually. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, thus says the Lord, if you can break my covenant with a day and my covenant with a night, so that there will not be day and night in their season, then my covenant may also be broken with David my servant, so that he shall not have a son to reign on his throne. Well, the years rolled on and the people waited. Generation after generation continued to wait. The prophetic word came again as the prophet Micah foretold where he would be born. Micah 5, verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
Please remain seated and take your hymnals. Turn to hymn 152. Hymn 152.
While in captivity, Daniel prophesied of the coming Messiah and his coming kingdom by interpreting the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar. This would be a growing spiritual kingdom, the kingdom that we enjoy today under King Jesus. Daniel 2:31-35. You, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome. This image's head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. You watched while a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. And in verses 44-45. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever.
inasmuch as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. This dream is certain, and its interpretation is sure.
They were reestablished in the land after the 70-year captivity. Then the last words of the Old Testament were recorded. Malachi 4, 5, and 6. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of their fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. For over 400 years, God was silent, but God had not forgot his promise. When all seemed bleak and hopeless, God was about to work. Christ came into the world at the appointed time, from before the foundation of the earth. Galatians 4, 4 and 5. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
Please stand with me. Take your hymnals and turn to hymn 149. It's hymn 149.
Reading Matthew 1, verses 18 through 24. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife.
Luke 2:1-7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Please remain seated. Turn to hymn 161. Hymn 161.
Gospel of Luke 2:8-20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Hymn 168.
Please stand with me. Take your hymnals, turn on to hymn 168. That's hymn 168.
In John 10:14 through 18, Jesus spoke to them and said, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again.
This commandment I have received of my Father. And then in verses 24 through 30 of John 10. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one.
Good morning. Today's a beautiful day with our Lord, isn't it? After his death and on the same day as his resurrection, Jesus met two of his disciples on the road to the village of Emmaus. Luke 24, 13 through 27. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them, which were with us, went to the sepulchre, and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Turn to hymn 222.
Please remain seated and turn to hymn 222. Hymn 222. Finally, the Gospel of Luke closes with this passage, Luke 2:44-53. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you, while I was yet with you. And all these things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. He said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remissions of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them, and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. Please stand with me for our final hymn, hymn 216. We will sing the Amen at the end of this hymn. Hymn 216.
Amen. And you notice the way that we do it. We certainly talk at the end about the redemption that he did accomplish. Because really, the story is only part of the story, and part of the story is not the whole story if all you talk about is a baby in a manger. And so that's why we do that. And may the Lord be glorified, and may he be glorified in the rest of the service. Now, what we're going to do, just so you know, it's a little unusual today. And we sang a lot, and we stood a lot, and that's all fine and well. But we do have children over in the other room, in the nursery room. Mrs. M had her Sunday school class today. If you're going to keep your children in the nursery, there really is no reason for you to go over there. You can just keep them there, and that'll be just fine. In fact, when they see Mommy or Daddy, they get a little upset. when you leave them a second time. So you don't need to do that. But if you have children to take over there, you can do that. And we're going to take about a 3-minute break just so you catch your breath. We're going to sing another hymn. We're going to get started with the doxology as usual. We'll sing a hymn and then I'll have the preaching. We'll be done probably early today, and we're also going to have communion at the end here. But we'll have a shortened second service because we've sang a lot already. Okay. May the Lord bless you. This is not time for fellowship. Take care of any needs you have, or you can just be seated. Amen. Yeah.